I was here in Washington, D.C. We were doing some events around the State of the Union address. Earlier in the day, yesterday, I was on a People's State of the Union panel with Lynn Woolsey and John Conyers and Anne Wright and John Cavanaugh from the Institute for Policy Studies. And Lynn Woolsey came up to me and she said, "Here, Cindy, I got you a ticket to go into the State of the Union." So I just took it, and when I thought about it, I really didn't want to go, so I gave it to an Iraq veteran against the war, my ticket to get in the State of the Union. But then Lynn called and said that she had, Congresswoman Woolsey had called and said that she had already told the media that I was going. So I went to the State of the Union. I all day yesterday was wearing a shirt that said 2245 dead. How many more? So I was still wearing the shirt when I got inside the Capitol that said 2245 dead. How many more? I had a light jacket over it. I went down to my seat. I went to take my jacket off because I just walked up three flights of stairs and I was a little warm. And when the police officer saw my jacket, he yelled, "Protester." And he said something like, "You have to leave now." And he grabbed me out of my seat. He put my arms behind me, ran me up the stairs, put handcuffs on me, and they arrested me. My initial thoughts were, I can't believe that what country we live in now, that you can't even wear a shirt in the people's house. You know, you can't wear a shirt that may be or may not be in opposition to what the government is doing. You can't honor the dead by wearing the number of the dead. You know, my son is one of the people who died. And then I thought, what did my son die for? You know, this is not the country that I have grown to love. The president can spy on you without due process. You can be arrested for wearing a T-shirt that's not obscene or in the least bit vile. And I wasn't doing anything disruptive. I just unzipped my jacket and I was arrested. I was arrested for, I forget the exact term, but something like criminal conduct.